We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit. But first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuel. This morning, I'll be talking with Liz Youngs. She is the Program Director for PATH, Post-Abortion Treatment and Healing, here in Atlanta. Liz will be talking about the upcoming Rachel's Vineyard Retreat taking place on June 21st through the 23rd here in Atlanta. This retreat is a safe place to renew, rebuild, and redeem hearts broken by abortion. I am grateful to have her here this morning speaking with us about this essential ministry for healing. So Liz, welcome to The Quest.
Thank you, Allison. I'm grateful to be here this morning.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how the Lord led you to the important ministry PATH.
Okay, well, I'd like to start off by saying that I was raised in the Catholic faith, although at the time I was a little rebellious, and I felt that many of the church's teachings were somewhat antiquated and outdated. I was trying to grow up too fast, and I did get away from my faith and my morals and values and God. And I got involved with boys, alcohol, and drugs, which over time resulted in a lot of heartache and despair. I mean, even hopelessness and unplanned pregnancies and abortions. So after several years of living in that hell, I finally got sober and I started to clean up my life and all the collateral damage that I had left behind. Fortunately, I started coming back to Mass. But at that time, I still felt like there was so much shame and guilt for the abortions that I had. And I felt like I had the big red A stamped on my forehead. I would look around the pews thinking, gosh, if these people really knew what I've done, they wouldn't want me here. And so at the end of Mass one Sunday, they were making announcements of upcoming events at the parish, and they mentioned that a parish mission was going to be happening. And in my mind, I'm thinking, just hurry up. I want to get the final blessing so I can leave.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit was prompting me with something different. And I could feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit saying, you know, you'll be coming to this parish mission. In my head, I'm thinking, no, I'm not. You know, I'm like arguing in my head. And long story short, of course, the Holy Spirit won out, and I ended up attending that parish mission. And on the third evening, they offered reconciliation. And, you know, I kind of froze in my tracks for a minute because I knew that I needed to go, and I knew what I needed to confess, but I was terrified. The next thing you know, I find myself standing in the real long line to confession.
Yeah.
And Satan was really tormenting me. You know, you don't really want to do that. You know, just all the crazy. And, you know, finally I went in, and the minute I went into the confessional, I started sobbing, and the priest was very gracious with me, and I tried to get the words out, and, you know, he helped me through my confession, and I was able to confess those. I had three abortions, and I remember him saying that God has already forgiven me for this, but Father said that I needed to learn to forgive myself, and I didn't know how to do that. That's what kind of kept me stuck for several years. That was in, like, 1997, and in 2010 is when I finally came through PATH, Post-Abortion Treatment and Healing. But again, I learned about PATH maybe 2 years before I finally made the phone call. It was a slow burn for me because of just the immense shame and guilt that I had experienced. And plus, I didn't know what healing was going to look like, you know. And Satan still had a hold on me, though. There's lies that those of us that have had experienced abortions, you know, one of those lies is there's no way that God wants to have anything to do with me now. You know, you've done the impossible. I just always felt like, okay, I understand if Jesus died on the cross, but I could not imagine Jesus forgiving us for abortion. I thought it was every sin but abortion. I know that Satan knows once we have healing with God, he's going to lose us. Mm-hmm. And so he tries everything in his power to try to keep us under his thumb.
And praise God, you did not allow that. So what is PATH?
It stands for Post-Abortion Treatment and Healing. And PATH is the abortion healing provider under the Pregnancy Aid Clinic, also known as PAC, P-A-C. I know those are kind of similar acronyms, but we are under them now since March of 2021. But before that, PATH was its own nonprofit ministry since 1986, and PATH was founded by Marianne McNeil. She's a parishioner at St. Jude the Apostle in Sandy Springs. And I do want to say that PAC and PATH, we are endorsed fully by the Atlanta Archdiocese, and we are the only Catholic Pregnancy Resource Center in Atlanta.
Nice.
And PATH offers healing programs not only for men and women who have experienced abortion, but for all of, you know, whose lives have been impacted by abortion. So on our retreats and our Bible studies and also our mentorships, we see siblings and grandparents and friends, priests and pastors, doctors and staff, medical personnel who have provided abortion services, even someone who maybe have driven someone to have an abortion or who someone who's paid for an abortion, sometimes they feel like they had blood on their hands,
yeah.
even though they, you know, they didn't experience the abortion themselves. There is no age limit, believe it or not. We've had teenagers attend, you know, our programs. We've had people all the way up to 83, 84 years old, and anyone in between. All of our programs are designed for anybody that's been impacted by abortion, which, as you see, the ripple effect runs
yes,
deep.
Yes, it really does.
So, anybody who's been affected by someone's abortion experience.
So what does a typical retreat look like?
It's a lot of intensive work. We do a lot of deep dive on this retreat. And throughout the weekend, we are reminding them to trust the process because they are stepping into the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is ever forced on the retreat, but the activities are strongly encouraged, you know, so participation is key. But these activities will call people out of their comfort zone, pun intended for Rachel's Vineyard. You know, it's going to yield a fruitful harvest for those who are willing to labor there.
So if we know someone that could benefit from healing after abortion, what would be the best way for us to share the information with them?
Well, first, I'd like to say that according to Support After Abortion, 9 out of 10 people who have experienced abortion do not know that healing exists.
Wow.
It's just simply by someone listening to this radio show today, God may be using you to plant that seed that there is hope and healing after abortion. The most important thing is if someone confides in you that they have had an abortion or maybe even taken their daughter to have an abortion, whatever it is, that, you know, listening is key, you know, listening without judgment and listening with compassion. But now you know that there's something that you can offer to them as far as healing. They don't have to stay stuck in that hopelessness because we at PATH, most of us, have experienced abortion ourselves. I'm not going to say that all of our volunteers and staff have experienced abortion, but the majority of us have. We will always connect someone with someone who has experienced an abortion. What I mean by that is sometimes our Bible studies will have co-leaders, and maybe one of the co-leaders is not post-abortive, but the other one will be. It's not like they're ministering to these people from book knowledge.
Liz, where can we get more information about the retreats here in Atlanta? And if we have any more questions about Rachel's Vineyard or PATH, where can we go?
They can call me. I will be the first point of contact. Again, my name is Liz Young. Our phone number is 404-717-5557. I also want to reiterate and reemphasize that everything we do is confidential. If you reach out to us, it's a confidential line that I'm only privy to. You can also text me at that number if you're wanting to reach out but not ready to talk. You can also visit our website at healingafterabortion.org. You know, there's a lot of information on our websites because PATH offers many different programs for healing, not just the retreat. We want to be able to meet people where they are. We offer the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat, but we also offer Bible studies. And then once you've gone through a program with us, we also offer aftercare. The retreat is not virtual, but our other programs are virtual. We're just proud of the offerings that we have.
Thank you so much, Liz, for being with us this morning. We greatly appreciate all the information and look forward to learning more about PATH and all the different healing resources you have available.
Allison, thank you again for this opportunity and God bless.
Thank you. Liz Youngs, she spoke about Rachel's Vineyard Retreat's offer through PATH and how it provides women and men a safe place to renew, rebuild, and redeem hearts broken by abortion. It's 729 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuhl. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 721 and the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.